Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Built to Move by Kelly Starrett is a practical mobility and movement guide designed for everyday people who want their bodies to feel capable, resilient, and free. Known for translating sports performance principles into simple daily actions, Starrett focuses less on extreme workouts and more on the small habits that keep joints healthy, posture strong, and movement patterns efficient. The book frames mobility as a basic life skill rather than a niche fitness goal, connecting how you sit, stand, breathe, and walk to long-term comfort and independence. Instead of relying on complicated routines, it emphasizes repeatable assessments, clear benchmarks, and minimal equipment strategies you can apply at home or at work. The tone is action-oriented. Identify what is limiting you, practice targeted fixes, and build a lifestyle that supports better movement. For readers juggling modern desk life with aging concerns, occasional aches, or athletic ambitions, it aims to provide a structured, realistic path to moving better without overhauling everything. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mobility as a daily hygiene practice, not a specialty routine. A core idea in Built to Move is that mobility should be treated like brushing your teeth, a small, consistent investment that prevents bigger problems later. Rather than presenting flexibility as an add-on for athletes or yoga devotees, the book frames joint range of motion, tissue tolerance, and movement quality as foundations for all physical activity, from carrying groceries to playing a sport. This perspective helps readers move away from the boom and bust cycle of exercising hard, getting sore or injured, then stopping. Starrett encourages creating small defaults throughout the day that keep tissues moving and joints exploring their intended ranges. That can include brief mobility breaks, better positioning choices, and short targeted drills that are easy to repeat. The practical value is in replacing vague goals like get more flexible with process goals like restore basic positions, maintain them under light load, and revisit them often. This habit-based framing also reduces intimidation. You do not need long sessions or perfect technique to make progress. You need consistency, awareness, and an environment that supports healthy movement choices. Secondly, simple self-assessments define the real limiter. The book emphasizes that many people chase random stretches without understanding what is actually restricting them. A standout contribution is the use of straightforward self-assessments and benchmarks that help readers identify where mobility or control is missing. Instead of guessing, you test a position, compare it to a clear standard, and then choose a targeted intervention. This approach aligns with the idea that pain and stiffness are often downstream signals, not the root cause. A tight feeling in the lower back, for example, may relate to limited hip motion, poor bracing, or habitual sitting posture. By using repeatable checks, readers can see whether changes are working, which builds confidence and prevents wasted effort. The assessments also create a shared language. You can talk about ankle range, shoulder rotation, or deep squat comfort in observable terms. Another benefit is scalability. Beginners can use the tests to start safely, while experienced exercisers can use them to fine-tune performance and reduce wear and tear. The overall message is empowering. You can learn to evaluate your own movement, update your plan, and take control of progress. Thirdly, restoring foundational positions for a durable body, Built to Move, centers on the idea that a few foundational positions and movement patterns underpin most of what the body needs to do. When those basics degrade, everything else becomes harder: lifting, running, overhead work, even standing comfortably. The book focuses on restoring access to key joint actions such as hip flexion and extension, ankle dorsiflexion, thoracic spine movement, and shoulder function. It links these to everyday postures and tasks, showing how modern habits like prolonged sitting can close down ranges and change mechanics. The practical strategy is to regain range, then learn to express it with control. That may involve positional work, low-intensity loaded holds, and drills that reintroduce the body to stable, well-aligned shapes. The value of focusing on foundations is efficiency. Rather than collecting dozens of isolated exercises, you build competence in positions that carry over widely. This can translate into fewer nagging aches, more confidence trying new activities, and a better ability to tolerate spikes in workload. For many readers, the biggest shift is realizing that quality movement is trainable, and that addressing basics often improves issues that seemed unrelated. Fourthly, environment, posture, and recovery that support movement. Another major theme is that movement health is not only about the workout you do, but also about the environment you live in. The book encourages readers to make posture and positioning easier by design. That includes how you set up your workstation, how often you change positions, and how you manage repetitive loads. Starrett frequently connects these choices to recovery, highlighting that sleep, hydration, and basic tissue care can influence how stiff or capable you feel. While the book is known for mobility tools in the broader Starrett ecosystem, the deeper point is not the gadget, but the principle: create inputs that help tissues adapt rather than accumulate irritation. Small decisions like breaking up sitting, choosing supportive footwear for your needs, and building warm-up habits before intense activity can reduce strain over time. This perspective matters because many people train hard but then spend the rest of the day in positions that undo their efforts. By treating daily posture as part of training, you reduce friction and improve consistency. The outcome is a system, movement practice, recovery behaviors, and an environment that makes the good choice the easy choice. Lastly, habit building and consistency for lifelong movement freedom. The 10 Habits framework is ultimately about behavior change. The book acknowledges that most people do not fail because they lack information, but because they cannot sustain a plan that is too complex, time-consuming, or disconnected from daily life. Start focuses on habits that are repeatable, trackable, and adaptable across ages and fitness levels. By encouraging small daily actions, the book aims to help readers accumulate meaningful volume over months and years, which is where mobility and durability really improve. This habit lens also supports resilience. You can travel, get busy, or feel low energy and still do a minimum effective dose. It reinforces the idea that movement is a practice you return to, not a program you complete. Another benefit is that habits help prevent the common cycle of waiting until pain appears and then reacting. Instead, you proactively maintain range, control, and tissue capacity. The book also tends to connect movement freedom with broader life goals, playing with your kids, enjoying outdoor hobbies, aging with independence, and reducing fear around physical challenges. In that sense, the habits become a toolkit for living more fully, not just for improving a metric in the gym. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear, structured way to feel better in their bodies without committing to long, complicated training plans. Desk workers with recurring stiffness, active people who keep running into the same aches, and athletes who want to support performance with better mechanics will all find the habit-based approach practical. It can benefit your life by making movement easier and less intimidating when you can check your own mobility, apply targeted fixes, and maintain foundational positions. Everyday tasks feel lighter and recreation becomes more enjoyable. The long-term payoff is durability, which supports independence as you age and reduces the likelihood that small limitations turn into bigger restrictions. Compared with similar mobility books, Built to Move stands out for its emphasis on repeatable assessments, actionable benchmarks, and a lifestyle framing that connects training to how you sit, stand, and recover. Instead of presenting mobility as an endless catalog of stretches, it organizes priorities into essential habits that can fit into real schedules. If you want an evidence-informed, no-nonsense plan to move freely and stay capable, it is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Kelly Starrett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.